Hey all, Astra here, and I'm really excited to start this series of Ask Astra. And I'm going around and asking my tribe members to let me know of their biggest challenges when it comes to manifesting money. And so one of my clients says, "Hi Astra, here is a question. I choose to break the cycle pattern curse of things falling into place beautifully, perhaps even magically, one day, and then the next fall apart. I'm looking for some help in how to overcome things going positively, such as a verbal yes on a sale or a new client, and then a day or two later I get a no, which is usually about money. What can you offer me to keep the flow of positive forward movement actually fulfilled? I.e., money in the bank, not just I'll keep it in mind for the future. In other words, there still seems to be a huge block around receiving money, even though I receive other things fairly easily and abundantly." So that is such a great question, and I so get it. And I've even experienced this in the past where I've had really beautiful aligned offers to help people with their businesses, or stepping into their abundance power, and where I know and I had seen, proof that what I do with people, or what I, and I'm talking really about the past, like past offerings that I've had, what I've done with people had really had amazing results quickly. And then I would have these conversations with people and offer this offering, and and they would be like, "Oh, that sounds really great, but I can't afford it." And the thing is, like, what's really funny about that, and I'm bringing a lighthearted energy to this on purpose, is that when people say, "I can't afford it," that's not actually true. And what "I can't afford it" actually means is I'm scared. I'm scared to step into my power. I'm scared to shift into this higher vibration that I know that you will help me shift into. I have fear that, if I make more money or whatever the transformation will be, that people will, people won't like me anymore. They'll think I'm weird. They'll think I'm crazy, or whatever it is. It's that when people know that something you are offering will help them, will support them in the transformation that they know that they truly want, they might not necessarily be ready, to say yes. So when they say no, it's not about you. It's about them. And if they've been following you and if they've had a conversation with you, they're vibing with what you're offering. So the I'm trying to think of the right word, how to put this in the right, in wording that's aligned with what I'm trying to say. Okay, so I always go with what comes through intuitively and divinely. So what I'm getting is, don't worry and don't fret. Basically, that's the bottom line. If you feel aligned and beautiful about what you are offering and the price point that you're offering it at. That is what counts. That is all that counts. So let go of worrying about, will this person say yes to the offer? Will that person say yes? How many people are going to say yes? Yada, yada, yada. You know, it could go on forever if you're staying in the mindset of worrying about what you're going to sell, who you're going to sell it to, you know, are you going to make the money? That's especially important. Don't be attached to the money that's going to come in from the offer. The most important thing is to focus on the offer and how excited you feel about it. And if you feel excited about it, then it needs to be tweaked. It needs to be tweaked, not for other people, but for you. It needs to be tweaked so that you feel freaking awesome and flipped out about how amazing it is and you know, explosively abundantly happy about it, because it's going to freaking do this, this, and that for the people that sign up for it. And it's about celebrating. It's about, you know, one of my dearly beloved prince, who, you know, we passed away from the physical being that he was in, had a song called Controversy, and my favorite quote from the song is, "Life is just a game. We're all just the same." And I always love that. I've got goosebumps even saying it out loud. Life is just a game. It really is. It's about playing the game and having fun. And every game that every person plays is different. You get to choose and decide what game you want to play. Do you want to play, you know, I've created the most fun and awesome, amazing, crazy, flipped out, crazy, amazing offering and service that my true tribe, the true tribe of my soul, is drooling, you know, in wait for this, excuse me, for this offering to come through and be laid out on the table before them. Or are you choosing the game of, I've got a good offer and it's really great and I'm going to ask people to, you know, if they want to buy it, and but I'm a little shy about it, or I'm worried, or I need, is it the game of, I need the money, I need the money, I really need the money, I'm going to offer this and they have to buy it because I need it and I need their sale and need, you know, because that's going to push them away. They're going to, even if they see the offer and they think, oh my God, that's perfect for me, that tendency to have that feeling of neediness, or, you know, they have to buy this because I need the money. Like, that is like, wah, wah, you know, people are like, no way, dude. You know, even if you provide the perfect exact thing that they want and know that will help them move to the next level of whatever it is, you know, that you're offering, that they know they need support around. If there's like a neediness, you know, or a feeling of this is an emergency, or, you know, or this is, you know, this is about the money and I'm attached to the money, that's going to be a turnoff to them. So lighthearted, what game do you want to play? You can choose to play, I'm flipped out about this fantastic thing, and the people that are meant to come on board will come on board and they're going to love it. You know, that's going to be the most attractive thing for you. So that's my answer for you today. I love you. Bye-bye.